Speaking today to Ann Harris Bennett, who is a Democratic candidate for Harris County Clerk. Ann, first question I'd like to ask is, why are you running for this office?
I'm running for this office because of my interest in being a public servant. And and because I have the experience and the passion to be Harris County Clerk.
Talk to me a little about the experience that you have. You've worked for...
I have worked in the Harris County Civil District Court System in court administration for 14 and a half years. And the rest of my legal career was as a legal secretary / paralegal, working for law firms, both plaintiff and defense.
Okay. Now, I'm kind of doing this for all the different county offices because I don't know how many people really understand, but what exactly are the duties and responsibilities of the county clerk in Harris County?
The duties and responsibilities of the county clerk are to maintain and manage the various records that are kept by the county clerk, such as real property records, marriage licenses, death certificates, cattle brands, military discharges, court documents, commissioner's court records, all the records that are considered county records.
Well, I think the thing that most people associate with the county clerk's office is that it has the responsibility for running elections. And obviously, as you know, it was recently we recently lost all of our voting equipment in a fire. So I'm going to ask you a few questions about that, but I'm going to start with, you know, County Clerk Kaufman has put forward a plan to deal with that, to ensure that there are enough voting locations open, that there's enough voting equipment available, that, you know, paper ballots will be available as a backup. Have you seen the details of the plan that they have proposed to deal with this catastrophe, and what is your opinion of it?
I have seen her first draft of the proposal to get this election up and running without a hitch, and I'm supportive of what she's doing. I believe she is doing what she can to try to make this election as fair and as open and as transparent, and that all voters will have an opportunity to vote, that they'll have enough polling places to go and vote. Matter of fact, I believe she's added another 8 polling places to the 720-some-odd that are already up to make sure that we have enough.
A number of members of the local legislative delegation wrote to the Justice Department to ask them to monitor this. Their concern, which I believe has mostly been addressed, but their concern nonetheless was that there might be consolidation of voting precincts on election day, and that would tend to come at the expense of some lower turnout areas, which are often in minority areas. Do you have any concerns about this?
I did see the letter that was written to the Justice Department, copying all the county judge and the county commissioners and election administrator. And I have no problem with the Justice Department being it. I believe that the public will feel a whole lot more secure knowing that the federal government will be overseeing our election this year.
Okay. Now, I have to ask, you know, we had, you know, some 10,000 machines plus all of the ancillary equipment all in one warehouse. Was that perhaps the best idea?
Perhaps not the best idea. I don't know that I would have put all of my eggs in one basket. It's unfortunate that fire happened. I think I would have probably had those.
I mean, to sort of expand on this, you know, the other thing that I observed was that it seemed like, I mean, while I agree with you that I think Clark Kaufman has done an admirable job in putting together a plan to deal with the catastrophe, it kind of struck me that there wasn't a plan already in place, that it maybe had a simulated run done on it, that there really wasn't a disaster recovery plan already in place. You know, going forward, if you are elected county clerk, how do you intend to address this?
Well, what I would do is I would put those machines in various locations and not put them all in one place. I would need to be assured, as much as you can be assured, that they would be safe and secure, that possibly having cameras in and around that secure area where these machines are stored would be a good thing to consider doing. Or at least that's something that I would look into doing. And like I said, I wouldn't put all my eggs necessarily in one basket. I understand that the sprinkler system may have failed. Those are things that you have to oversee and test and make sure that it's secure for the purposes of either vandalism, arson, or, it may be that this fire was an accident of some sort. We don't know, but we have to try to safeguard against as many things as we can humanly possible to keep from having these types of occurrences.
Now, the voting machines that were lost were coming upon the end of their useful life anyway. I mean, I think we've had the E-Flight machines for, 8 years, something like that. As we go about the business of purchasing replacements, and we're going to borrow some machines to get through this election, but as we start the process of purchasing replacements, what kind of machine, what do you see, how do you see that process going? Do you expect to just buy more of the same? Do you want to open the bidding up again to all comers? How are you going to go about that to determine what our next set of voting machines will be?
Well, my understanding is that the life cycle of those machines will be coming up pretty soon. I would one of the first things that I would do would be to start looking into future technology in voting machine equipment. I've consulted with Dr. Wolick over at Rice University to get his take on, because I know he is an authority in that area, and speaking with others who have been a part of the national election technology committees. It would be one of the first things that I would need to start looking into when I get into that office, is to see what the voting machines of the future hold, and whether or not we will have a verifiable paper trail on the new machinery that I'm sure is going to have to be purchased here in the near future.
Do you expect this to be... Do you expect this to be done entirely by the county clerk's office, or do you see setting up a task force? Give me a,
There should be a task force of party leaders and people who have been involved in the process, in the voting process, to hash this out. I don't believe it should only be the county clerk that picks and chooses the equipment that we would be looking at using in the future.
As you know from having run in a contested primary, one of the things that, that can sometimes have an effect on an election where there's not a lot of money and not a lot of name recognition is ballot order. When the deadline passes for filing for a primary, everyone goes in into a room and we have lotteries to determine ballot order. It seems to me that if we've got an electronic machine, it ought to be able to randomize ballot order for each voter. So that way, someone who's listed first on the ballot or last on the ballot, in a multi-candidate race, doesn't have, you know, an inherent advantage. Now, I don't know if state, I don't know what the situation is with state law, if that's something that would be allowable or not, but if that's, you know, is that the sort of thing you would want to explore, or do you think it's better to leave things as it is?
Well, I understand the theory behind ballot order, that sometimes voters tend to want to vote. They don't know the parties that are running, that sometimes they'll pick the first name on the ballot. But I also know that, you know, having a good name that is rememberable, that people will remember, you know, also plays a part in there. So I don't know that that would necessarily be something that I, it's not necessarily something that I think is a real, real big deal. But yeah, I do understand that sometimes voters, if they've got a whole long list of folks to vote for, sometimes we'll pick the first name on the ballot.
Okay. County Judge Ed Emmett proposed a while back to take the election-related responsibilities from the tax assessor office, which is primarily voter registration, and the county clerk's office, which is running the elections, and combine it instead into one office of an appointed elections administrator, as some counties, such as Bexar County, have. What is your opinion of this?
I think the county judge's timing was really bad. I believe that this is just another scheme for the county judge and his cronies to keep control of the voting process. I believe that they have pretty much shown the voters of Harris County that if they were to create an office of this type, that that office would not be accountable to the voters of Harris County, but to the guys who've appointed them. And so I don't think it's a, I don't think that's a very wise thing to do. I don't believe it's about, you know, it has anything to do with the structure of the office, but it has everything to do with who the leader is in that office.
Okay. The incumbent county clerk, Beverly Kaufman, is retiring and not running for re-election. How would you assess her time in office, and how would you see yourself being like her or not like her as the county clerk?
I have assessed Beverly's time in the office as being a county clerk that ran our elections with integrity. I think she's done her best to make sure that that has happened. We, if you were to say how we are alike, I would say...
Well, let me clarify. How would you act as county clerk? That in, you know, how would you compare yourself looking forward as county clerk to how she has been as county clerk?
I'd have the same type of moral integrity that Beverly's had in her 16 years in office. And she didn't have a partisan agenda, and I believe that's why she stayed in office as long as she has. The voters of Harris County have trusted that she has conducted our elections in a fair and unpartisan way, and I'm very much the type of candidate that wants to be the same type of county clerk that would want to run that office fairly, transparently, and I would hold myself accountable to the voters of Harris County.
Where do you see yourself being different from her?
I'm a little bit younger, and I've used technology a lot in my career. I think I would have moved the county clerk's office forward a lot quicker, a lot sooner, in terms of getting the technology in there that we need to get.
Are you talking about voting machines, their website, or anything?
The whole technology deal. Everything from digital technology used in maintaining the records that are filed as it relates to the courts, as it relates to the voting machines, the technology that's needed, that we're going to need to make sure that we have fair elections and that we can verifiably go back and make sure that every voter's vote counted and was counted as it was intended when it was cast.
For this election, there's going to be a lot of emphasis on early voting, and as we saw, there was a lot of emphasis on early voting in 2008 as well, and one of the effects of that was that some of the early voting locations, especially the one here in Montrose area, the multi-service center on West Gray, were kind of overwhelmed. There were long lines. Do you believe that we have enough early voting locations, and that, or do you believe there should be more of them, or do you think what we have is sufficient?
I think we need more early voting locations. I think we need mobile voting locations. We need to be able to supply what is needed, not what was needed, say, 10 years ago, but what's needed today. And I believe that this year's election is going to be one of those elections where voters are going to turn out. We need to make sure that we've got plenty of locations for folks to go to, and that those locations are accessible, that the public knows where they are, and that folks who have handicaps and disabilities, are supplied with what they need to be able to cast their vote. And I do push early voting a whole lot more this round than maybe in the past. Pushed it in the primary. I'm pushing it now, so that when election day rolls around, we don't have a lot of confusion where people don't know where they're supposed to go. And as a result of people being confused about where to go, that they know where they're supposed to go to vote.
Let's talk just for a minute about some of the other functions of the county clerk's office. What opportunities do you see? You talked about technology. What opportunities do you see for improvement with the other functions of the county clerk's office, maintaining records and so on and so forth?
Oh, I can see the lawyers and litigants and the citizens being excited to be able to access most of what they need online, all that is possible to put out there. I see dockets being able to be viewed online, being able to buy, purchase access and have access to legal documents that are being filed. It's very much like what Lauren Jackson has done with the district clerk's office, and that is having a user-friendly, modern, smart technology situation going on that that people will use and be happy to use. When you're filing as much paper as gets filed down in the court system in the third largest county in the United States, we've gotten past doing things by hand. So digital technology is absolutely needed. We've got to have it, and we've got to have it quickly.
Okay. And when people go to vote this election, should they vote for you for county clerk?
Because I have the experience in managing large volumes of paper and people, I have the integrity, the moral integrity, and the desire to be the type of county clerk that all the citizens of Harris County expect, and a person that would be the leader in that office. I will not be coming in that office with a political agenda, and I'd be the type of county clerk that would operate with transparency, integrity.
Okay, Ann Harris Bennett, thank you very much for speaking to me today.
Thank you.